SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
From SBS Examines, I'm Olivia Diorio. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. Back in 2019, the United Nations launched a strategy and plan of action on hate speech. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres said the world has seen hate speech as a precursor to atrocity crimes. He said governments are struggling to prevent and respond to orchestrated online hate and proclaimed the 18th of June as the International Day for Countering Hate Speech. The day invites us to consider how we can identify, address, and counter hate speech. In this episode, we ask how Australia's new hate speech laws aim to deal with the impact on our society, and what else can be done.
I was in the car, I was at a red light, and I had a man in a ute start to verbally abuse my sister and I.
Nadia Saeed is talking about an incident last year when she experienced hate speech as a Muslim woman. A warning, what she says happened next is distressing.
And he started putting his finger up, following me in the car at one point, and he was getting very aggressive, yelling out, "Go back to where you came from, Muslims don't belong here," and he became very verbally abusive. And my main focus at that point in time was to get away from him. So I didn't even think to take down the number plate or to record the situation.
As a community leader, Nadia says the impact of hate speech on not only herself, but her community is significant.
I'm someone that's always been very outspoken, never been afraid to walk out with my hijab on. But I find that nowadays I'm a little bit more hesitant. I prefer to go to certain places with another person rather than going alone. There's a lot of frustration, there's a lot of fear, and there's a lot of disappointment as well, because as a community, we thought, you know, we'd really built amazing bridges, we'd built relationships with communities, and unfortunately, the rhetoric is, not really that great at this point in time.
In February, Federal Parliament passed the Criminal Code Amendment Hate Crimes Bill, making changes to the existing hate crime provisions in the Criminal Code Act of 1995. The bill was introduced to Parliament last year by Federal Labor MP and former Attorney General Mark Dreyfus. He said the new protections will support law enforcement's ability to intervene early to prevent acts of violence.
They will better enable our law enforcement agencies to disrupt, investigate and protect against the harms caused by those who foster hatred, extremism or incitement to violence.
Its purpose is to strengthen Australia's existing laws in response to recent spates of anti-Semitic violence.
With these laws, we are sending a clear signal to those who seek to divide us. There is no place in this country for hate speech and other hateful conduct that urges or threatens violence against others.
Sarah Schwartz is a legal director of the Human Rights Law Centre. She says it was already a criminal offence to urge force or violence against specific groups.
And those groups weren't just limited to race, religion or national origin, but also included sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, intersex status and disability. The government changed the intention requirement from intentionality to recklessness, so a bit of a lower threshold.
Dr. Nicole Shackleton is a socio-legal researcher at RMIT University. She says although these laws are welcomed, more needs to be done.
So there's questions about how effective these laws will actually be at providing results for the communities that are often targeted by hate speech. Secondly, this targeted approach towards hate speech doesn't include any civil laws.
She says civil laws would give targeted communities more power to better counter hate speech.
While these criminal laws do send a strong message to the community that hate speech is unacceptable, there is less agency or power in the hands of the victims to make complaints or engage in supported, meaningful dialogue with the people who have subjugated them to this hate speech. And civil laws are able to do that.
Nadia says her community in Brisbane welcomes the new laws.
It feels like it's an added layer of protection, and it's actually saying that we're hearing the voices of victims of hate speech, and we acknowledge you, and we will stand up against this as a country.
This episode was produced by SBS Examines. In future episodes, we'll look further into how we can counter hate. For more information, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.